Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine has insisted that the embattled eastern city of Bakhmut is not occupied by Russian forces after a Moscow-backed mercenary group claimed it had taken control over the weekend. The Ukrainian president was speaking during a visit to Hiroshima in Japan for the G7 summit. The founder of the so-called Wagner Group had earlier claimed victory in Bakhmut, but today Ukrainian officials said their forces remain in control of a small part of the city. Journalist Emmanuel Chaz joins us now from Ukraine with the latest on this. So what, so far as anyone can establish, Emmanuel, is the situation in Bakhmut, in which there has been the fiercest of fighting over recent months?
There has been the fiercest of fighting, and it continues, at least according to the government, to the Ukrainian government, with Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Maliar denying the Russian claims that that Russia seized the entirety of the city. She says that Ukrainian forces are still fighting within the city. She says that the struggle for dominant heights continues on the flanks of the city, the north and south of the suburbs. Now, this formulation is interesting because it shows you, it tells you exactly what's happening in Bakhmut. It means that the city center and most of the city itself is indeed under Russian control, has indeed been taken by the mercenaries of the Russian Wagner group, but there's still heavy fighting for the suburbs of the city, and indeed there have been advances from the Ukrainian side in those suburbs and in the outskirts of Bakhmut. So the battle is very much continuing, maybe not in the city center. Maybe there it is dominated by Russian troops, which have also been sending reinforcement, motorized units and also airborne units on top of the Wagner mercenaries. But outside of Bakhmut, there's still fierce fighting going on.
Reports from the city, indeed images that have emerged, show a city that seems to have been essentially leveled. In fact, I think President Zelensky compared Bakhmut to Hiroshima, which of course was hit by an atomic bomb at the end of the Second World War. So why is it being contested so strongly by both sides?
Well, the interest over Bakhmut has been widely discussed here. First, well, we see that from the Russian perspective, it would help them, you know, continue on to Slovyansk, to Kramatorsk, which are nearby cities, but also for them to finally conquer a city in the east after months of not having any significant victory. This would be huge. You know, this would be something they could actually show to the Russian audience. Now, in Ukraine, initially, the Battle of Bakhmut has been quite contested because so many Ukrainian soldiers also lost their lives there. But the government explained that the Russian losses there were so huge that it was worth continuing the battle so as to try and diminish the force, the strength of the enemy. And even we've seen in the G7 over the weekend, the US President Joe Biden acknowledging that according to intelligence, at least 100,000 Russian soldiers lost their lives there in Bakhmut, which is why the Ukrainian forces remained there and defended the city. But you've said it, Bakhmut is now leveled and nothing is left of it.
Emmanuel Chaz in Ukraine, thank you very much for that.